escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm a complete and total fool. My God, I'm an idiot. I am a complete and total idiot.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, more of that, please.
Those are good, Grandy.
Yeah, good. I don't know if you're taking requests on
I'm an idiot.
Yeah. On this July 2nd, as we're all heading into a bit of a stretch.
I'm a complete and total fool.
Remember I don't ever want to step on that.
Yeah, remember when Bill Burr was like, how big is your ego?
Yeah,
apparently not that big. Listen to these. My God.
It's confusing to me.
Yeah, well.
And he got me with one, too.
I see how you got that gig, dude.
That's the one.
No. Oh, Ginger.
No, the one that he got you.
I see how you got that gig. Nothing gets past you.
It was that one. You asked him, because what was the name of his show?
Whatever. It had something to do with...
It was like Old Dads or something like that.
Exactly.
Is that the name of the show?
Nobody asked you, Lucas.
Nothing gets past you.
You were like... Hey, is your life sort of the inspiration for old dads because you're an old dad?
Nothing gets past you. Yeah. I see how you got that gig, dude.
I was trying to find an entree into getting him to talk about it, and it was a bad setup, and he's a stand-up comedian. He ain't clowned me.
I hate everybody.
Oh, man, that was a good show.
Nothing gets past you. That's pretty good.
Nothing gets past you.
Nothing gets past you, pal.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a good show. That was a good show.
That was a fun little 10 minutes, with him on the streets of New York and, a little back and forth where, he clowned me and I thought, man, I'm down on this guy. And then he came for you. And then he came for me again. He came for you. It's like,
comic. It's like going to the show and getting seats in the first row. You better expect they're going to come down your road.
None of your business.
That's what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, 888-957-9570. And where's the thingamabob? Here's the thingamabob. I want to hear this call. Eric in Walnut Creek. He's got the whole thing figured out. Hey, Eric, what'd you wait for so long? Why are you calling now?
Well, here's the thing. I've called you guys a number of times, and you always cut me off, and you write off what I say.
All right, thanks, Eric, for calling. We appreciate it. No, kidding. Go ahead.
Look, this team has, obviously, it doesn't have a spark plug. They got the wrong guy with Devers. You need someone like Jerks and Profar. You need someone like Corey Seager. You could have looked to the A's and found Rooker was available. Lawrence Butler was available. You need speed and clutch hitting. You don't need a guy that bats 300. I know everyone's looking for that, but remember when the Giants got Will Clark? Remember the spark of Will Clark? Not an all-star, but they need a gamer. They need someone who's intense. Look, Profar is not the most likable guy. That's what I would like on our team. And then double down on the small ball. There's nothing wrong with Tyler Fitzgerald. He's a wonderful bunter. He's a great base runner. These bases are bigger. Double down on that and just there's nothing gluing the team together. I want speed. I want strategy with slashing guys over and stealing. And they'll start winning some of these series and they'll be back in contention.
I don't want to cut Eric off.
We would never. We would never.
Although I really wanted to when he said that Will Clark was not an all-star, which he was six times.
Will Spark was his name.
Oh, Will Spark.
And I just, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not going to attach a gender to it because that would be cruel.
Fireable fans.
But when you talk about a baseball player being a wonderful bunter, it's like saying, oh, yeah, your spouse has a great personality. That's exactly what that is.
Can I share
your
a quick
partner?
Aside?
Like, I'm so, hey, you're dating so and so.
I can't believe you brought this up today.
What do you think about them? Oh boy, they've got a great personality.
I was at a brunch with the lovely Christy today,
okay,
and some of the folks who've been around on planet Earth for quite some time, who she has known since childhood, like friends of her parents.
Gotcha.
So this came.
Can you help me with my phone?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
That generation. The reason I bring it up is what came up in and this works for any couple. Like, let's say whoever passes away first, then you have someone there who at some point may start dating again. And her dad was in this situation years ago because she lost her mom a little bit early. And so along comes the time when people start calling to you and going, hey, I got someone for you to meet. And he would always bristle a little bit when they would say she's really nice.
Right.
Not because he's thinking solely about aesthetics, but the way his mind worked was, well, that's such an incredibly low bar. Why would you even be talking to me about this person if they weren't really nice? If that's all you've got to say about
sure.
a person,
right.
I'm going to need a little bit more. Like,
that's the headline.
That should be the baseline.
She's really nice.
Of course, I would hope you're not coming to me with, you know who you need to meet is this absolute jerk of a human being who lives down the street would be perfect for you.
Right.
That's the baseline. Anyway, quick aside.
No, the aside works because when I heard the uninterrupted caller talk about him being a great bunter, I was thinking about that. Like, this is really what we're saying about Tyler Fitzgerald. Like, his marquee trait is that he's a really sturdy bunter. Okay, sturdy. That's great. And it's nice to have that. And I disagree with what he's saying about Rafi Devers. And
completely.
Right now, the small sample is not good. He is hitting .204 with an OPS of .677. And he's driven in 5 runs in 14 games.
Right.
He's been a negative WAR player in 14 games.
Guess who else has been a negative WAR player this year?
And name a Giant, and I would say yes.
No, keep going. Yes.
Willie Adames.
Now how about Jurickson Profar?
Oh, boy.
Who, by the way, this year has 3 hits. He has been to the plate 15 times. He's been hurt all year. They just activated him. Jurickson Profar, like, the fact that you called and Jurickson Profar is supposedly the solution to the Giants, no wonder we keep cutting you off. I'm sorry.
Well, he got suspended for 80 games for
right.
a banned substance.
Exactly.
And he just got reinstated.
Which is why they DFA'd Verdugo, the Braves. They DFA'd Alex Verdugo. Once upon a time, the key figure in the Mookie Betts trade, DFA'd.
Gone.
In the middle of the year.
Right.
You want him?
I mean, sure.
Put a little pressure on Jung-Hoo Lee.
Can he get 2 hits in every 9 at-bats, which would be a .222 average, which would be like 4th on the team?
No, yes. He's hitting .233 this year.
Done.
He's been bad this year. And last year, he was less bad, but he was bad. But the year before that, he's a good baseball player. Alex Verdugo.
And I don't know what the solution is for Jung-Hoo Lee. I don't know if he needs, quote, pressure put upon him, or like you were intimating maybe yesterday or today about like the book being out on Jung-Hoo Lee. But I think about earlier this year and I'm looking at game 19. He goes 2-for-4. His average was .361. And I know it's a small sample early in the year, but now he's all the way down to .240 and he hasn't really hit in about 6 weeks. So I don't know what the fix is. If firing the hitting coach, is that going to make him stop like uppercutting at every high fastball? I don't know what the fix is.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. So, yeah, if you like, again, I don't want to sound dismissive or crass here. I really don't. But I am 50 years old, and I am waiting for the first night where I go to bed thinking about who the Giants hitting coach is. That hadn't happened yet my entire life, and I'm a humongous fan. I don't even know how to connect to that. I don't know how many, how do all of you assess someone when you don't know the first thing about what they do? Do you know what I mean? I might as well, when you call, we should advocate firing of you. Because I don't know what the hell you do for a living either. I don't watch anything you do. Bob Melvin makes decisions that we see, and he's in charge. The hitting coach, I'm not going to, like, I hope it doesn't sound this way. I'm not saying that, like, oh, you don't even need a hitting coach or there's no value in a hitting coach. I'm just saying what a hitting coach does is all behind the scenes. And I don't know how big leaguers with $180 million contracts, when they're struggling, I can immediately go, it's the hitting coach's fault. I just can't do it. You know, so that's where, like, the premise of all of this today, I don't even know how the hell we can assess what Pat Burrell is doing, because I actually firmly believe that Pat Burrell, a hitting coach, could be doing a good job and the hitters are still struggling, and vice versa. The hitting coach could be poor at his job, yet the hitters are finding a hole with a ground ball with eyes. You know what I mean? This is baseball. The Giants have sucked out loud for at least 2 weeks, maybe a little bit more. But that doesn't suddenly make all the coaches bad. And the premise with regard to Bob Melvin, there are plenty of moves that I haven't loved. I'm with Shasky. He was all over this morning. And even Hunter Pence was saying it on the broadcast. How does a guy throw 8 straight balls at age 23 and nobody goes out to visit? How? Why didn't anybody go out there? Go out there. Tell the kid to take a deep breath. He's a professional baseball player. He can throw a strike, but obviously his mind is racing. The game's getting away from him. It's a 2-1 ball game. Chill. Take a breath. Let's see if we can maneuver your thought process. Throw a good pitch. Instead, no one talked to him, and somebody golfed the ball into the swimming pool, and now it's 4-2. So that's a mistake, but that's not a fireable offense. Bob Melvin has come in and largely, I think, changed the culture of how that clubhouse feels about itself. And that's his number one job. And I think he's done a very good job of that. And if you're feeling like the chemistry of the team is not good, Buster's right. You should look at him, not Bob. Buster's the one who came in and changed the ingredients.
He changed the ingredients, but when the ingredients are mostly good and you could look at the baseball cards and the stats of these players, then they should be doing better. And so if they're not doing better and if the ingredients are good and then the meal is not tasty, you do have to look at the chef. And right now the chef is Bob Melvin. So it's up to him to figure out new ways to combine the chicken and paprika and the kale and whatever else you think that they have in the pantry. It's up to him to come up with a new recipe when things aren't going well.
No doubt. But at the same time, like, that kind of thing for me is decided over a long haul.
Agreed.
That's why I cannot think about a manager when a team goes on a losing streak. I can't even think about it. They're still sitting here with more wins than losses.
Yeah,
for now. I can't think, well, you go 1-7 and now we're firing the manager. Like, that's not how baseball works.
You're not firing the manager, but maybe you look at changing the menu. And I don't know if that means, like, taking, you know, Carson out of the rotation or changing up, you know, you had Jung-Hoo Lee sit. I don't know what it is, but the way you're going right now, heading into Philadelphia and L.A., you got to change up something.
He doesn't have a lot of options right now. That's part of the problem, too. Farm system is not deep. Injuries are here. Infield is totally at bare bones. From the ballpark to wine country, summer's better when your car is ready to roll. Valvoline Instant Oil Change gets you in and out in about 15 minutes, no appointment needed. For locations and coupons, visit BayAreaOilChange.com. Alex Pavlovich is going to join us in about a half hour. We'll get a little vibe for what's going on with the Giants in Arizona. Your phone call is still welcome. 888-957-9570. Is Jurickson Profar truly the fix to the Giants? 888-957-9570 on Willis.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dibs.
This call will be recorded.
Oh my God.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Pavlovich is going to join us here in a half hour. There is also stuff percolating.
Yeah, you got to keep it percolating.
You do. I like that reference.
I'm sorry. Yeah. You know, it's a baby Friday for you.
It is.
You're gone tomorrow. Friday is the 4th, and so I'm not trying to get you into giggle mode. I think you'll get there naturally.
Why not? Yeah, let's do it.
Because I don't usually try. Usually what happens on Friday, for those of you who are uninitiated to the Willard and Dibs experience, we get to about 5:03 on Friday, and I could say just about anything, and Mark will start laughing, because it's what we do.
I do enjoy laughing.
You do?
I do. Just straight, I do.
No, you do. I love stand-up comedy.
I love to laugh.
That's partly why I really enjoy doing radio with you, because I'm not as funny as I think I am in general, but when I do a show with you, especially on Friday, it's like, damn.
Well,
you're one funny dude.
I wonder if you've been able...
You are funny dude.
Yeah, thank you. That's my grandpa daddy.
I wonder if you've been able to sort of ascertain the difference between my real laugh and my radio laugh.
A little bit. And Friday, it's all like... It kind of blends because you'll laugh at anything.
That's true.
And there's other times where, like yesterday, I said something, I made an analogy that was actually patently hilarious, and you didn't react to it.
I didn't do anything?
No, you were doing something else.
Sometimes I'm not listening.
Exactly. Because you're either like, you know, talking to Granny and Lucas, or you're looking at the text line or the YouTube, and so...
Yeah, I'm never not listening to you because I don't find you interesting.
I know that.
I'm just... There's a lot to do over here.
There's a lot to do over here.
I treat you the same way that I do treat my kids, and they get mad at me sometimes when I'm texting you guys because I have very, very limited hours in the house with them. And my little one especially has got a lot to say. He wants to tell you things you've never even thought of or even have ever wanted to hear, but he wants to tell you all of them. And sometimes it just goes on so long that I'm like, look, I love you and I want to hear you, but like, we've got a show tomorrow. I need to know what
sure.
these people are saying to me. And if I glance down at that, dad, stop looking at your phone. I'm like, then stop talking for a second.
Right.
I've got my family thinking that I go to the bathroom every 8 minutes. They think I've got something wrong with me. I just need to check my phone.
Dude.
In private. Can I breathe for a second? Can you just let up for a moment?
Can you help me fix my phone?
Like, I got to pee again.
Yeah. And yeah.
That's how we do it.
Well, and unfortunately, and I do the same thing, but I'm in a spot where my almost 3-year-old wants to be a spectator because she's interested in, like, you know, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, what are you doing?
I always ask that question.
That's right.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? And so, yeah, that's the other thing is she'll ask me, what are you doing? And I say, you know what I'm doing. Like, I'm literally doing this. Like, what are you doing? I'm doing the dishes. Why are you asking me what I'm doing when you actually can see that I'm doing the dishes?
Yeah, but what are you doing is also a catch-all. It also can mean like, yo, what's up? Hey, what are you doing? Even though I'm like, I'm looking at you. Yeah, what are you doing?
Dude, she came home from daycare last week with what's up. And so she isn't quite to that level yet, but like,
I can't wait to teach her.
Dude, the other day she's like, what's up? I was like, what'd you say to me? What's up? What's up, daddy, dad? What's up?
She'd not call you daddy.
Sometimes
dad.
She calls me daddy, dad, or she'll say my friend, daddy, dad. What's up, dad?
What? When does she turn 3?
August.
Has anybody done that stupid thing that people do when someone else has a kid, where they're like, "Oh, I know they call it the terrible twos, but 3 is worse." Has anybody done that with you yet?
Constantly.
You're a bad candidate for that because you're like, I've already done this.
Right.
So I already know these things.
Well, and what you realize when you go through it is age ain't nothing but a number. Yep. Shout out Aaliyah, rest in peace.
Nice.
Your kid can be rotten at 1, terrible at 2, and a tyrant at 3, and then fantastic at 4. Or
and
the other way around.
And ridiculous at 32.
It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
Like, the behavior of an individual is not endemic to how old they are.
Hey, while we're on this subject, can I just give out my personal, someone else around you has had a kid PSA?
Please.
This is my PSA.
Because I'm open for all of you.
Granny and Lucas, since you haven't had kids yet, someday, I want you, like, you have, in my opinion, absolute permission to punch someone in the face if they ever say this to you.
Okay.
Okay? You go tell someone, hey, we're having a baby, like, next October. That'll be the first question. Oh, when's the baby due? October. And then this is what I feel like 48% of human beings in America say next. Get your sleep now.
Yep.
Punch that person in the face.
You're allowed to.
And when they fall over, kick them in the ribs.
Oh.
Get your sleep now is the stupidest phrase that human beings use with other human beings. It is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. First of all, it doesn't make any sense. It does not make any sense. Like, you could get 20 hours of sleep a day, but then in October, if you start sleeping 2 hours a night and that's it, you will be exhausted. It doesn't work that way. You can't put it in a bank and just like have it in your back pocket when you need it. So A, that's really stupid. And B, you're also, instead of congratulating a person, you're telling them that what they're about to go through is hell. Don't do that to human beings. They're happy. Something wonderful has happened in their life. Stop scaring them about what's going to happen next. Yes, it's hard. Hopefully they already know that. Just congratulate them and go buy them a bottle of something.
That's right.
For crying out loud.
Or, you know, maybe buy some crib sheets or whatever. And yeah, just honestly,
a little burp cloth.
Even the like get your sleep now take is so erroneous, because if you have had kids and you've had 3 and I have now had 3, like one of my kids was a great sleeper. And one of them was not a great sleeper. So the second kid came along and you couldn't wake the kid up. So yeah, get your sleep now. How about I wait till he's born and I sleep when he does, which is 19 hours a day.
I can't stand it.
So every kid is different. Every experience is different. But yes.
I would like to push back on one thing.
Oh boy.
Sleep banking is a real thing.
Says the person who's never had kids. All right.
No, well, I mean, it doesn't work 4 months in advance, but the couple weeks before, sleep banking's real. But, you know,
and might last you what? 2 days?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay. The kid's still going to be there on the third day.
When I first learned about sleep banking a while ago, blew my mind.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I want to let you know.
Kids are going to be there for 18 years if you do it right, and they're not going to do a damn thing. So anyway, but the larger point for me is the second one. Stop scaring people that are about to have kids. I hate it when people, your life's about to change, Buster. Yeah, that's the point. We're having a kid. Like, don't sit here and start telling me all the negative things that are about to happen. Boy, enjoy the first year because the second one sucks.
Right.
Like, just don't. Just high five. Move on with your day.
Congratulate people.
Thank you.
And the whole idea of the terrible twos, it's not like when she turned two, she woke up that day and thought, you know what? I'm going to start acting a fool because I'm two and I'm reading my handbook of being two and this is my year to just absolutely wreck Schmidt. No, there's days when she is horrific and there's days when she's a delight. And it doesn't matter if she's 22 months old or knocking on three's door. She's a human being, much like you and me and Grandy and Lucas. It's like there's days where I come in chipper and there's days when I come in, it's like, this has not been a very good morning.
I have an update.
Is it breaking?
Kinda. But it's not like on Twitter, at least not yet.
Okay, well, all roads lead back to Kuminga, so hopefully you can tie that in.
Well, it's not about Kuminga, but boy, his name's going to come up.
Okay.
His name's going to come up. There's no doubt about it.
Going to come up now. it's been a while since I did my Herm. We're going to come back to JK now.
I can't wait for football
season. I can't either.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Remember when we had him on the show and he put Jaden Daniels in the on-deck circle?
He hung up on him.
Yes.
Now, Jaden, I got to go now. Got to talk to Willard and Dibs. Bobby Marks is going to be on the show at 4:45.
Okay, Bobby Marks.
That's a big get this week.
I'm going to put on my second apron for Bobby.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Great. Great. Let's drink.
Thank you. Bobby
Marks is going to be on here in an hour and 15 minutes, and that's a big deal this week because for us, for our money, this is the best capologist in the world in media, number one. So ESPN's NBA capologist. And also has just a wonderful understanding of the specifics that might even be available to the Golden State Warriors. And the fact that nothing's happened yet, I love that Bobby's coming on. So Bobby's going to be here in about an hour and 15 minutes. So we look forward to that. Alex Pavlovich will be here in about 15 minutes. Mark Grandy's here right now. What do you want to say, Mark? What's up?
A couple things from the Giants. First of all, they have made a roster move ahead of today's Game 3 in Arizona. Carson Seymour, who got hit with 3 home runs last night, he gave up?
Yeah, but not 4. Yeah, go ahead.
He got optioned back to AAA, and they have recalled Mason Black from AAA. So that's just one long relief guy for another, I would imagine. And we have a starting lineup for today. Of note, Elliot Ramos is getting a day off.
Oh.
He's not playing today. Jung-Hoo Lee is back in center.
Of course.
Luis Matos is playing left for Ramos.
Okay.
Can you guys guess who's playing third base tonight?
Well, it would be too obvious to say Rafi Devers. That would be my first guess, but the fact that you asked it in that tone makes me think that maybe it's somebody else.
Can Fitz play third?
Fitz is at second base tonight.
Brett Wisely.
You're right. It is Brett Wisely.
Yep. Yeah.
Brett Wisely is playing third and batting ninth. Wilmer is playing first. Devers is DHing.
Okay.
Yeah.
They do
my groin
not
and my back.
Want to put Rafi Devers at third base.
Well, and he's right, hampered.
Right, but so is Wilmer Flores. They stuck him over there last night.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is just such a puzzle. And if you think back, like, whatever, even a few weeks ago, and you had Chappie, Gold Glove, and, you know, Adames struggling at short, but not a total liability. And you had Fitz at second, and Schmidt was your utility, and you still had Lamont Wade, I guess, at first. And it just felt like your team was a lot more whole than now.
Can you name all the people, including tonight, who have played third base for the Giants this year, not named Rafi Devers?
Well, he hasn't played third, right?
Correct.
So, it's been Chappie,
and
it's been Schmidt and Wilmer.
Thank you.
Da-da-da.
I thought that was a little late, but I mean, I get it. There's a lot going on in there. All right, hang on. Matt Chapman, And then you said
Schmidt. That ball got Schmidt on.
Yeah, Schmidt.
I know that Wilmer has.
Wilmer.
Chris Koss will make you field.
Chris Koss.
He played third.
Yeah.
Man, who else? If I can go.
I said including tonight.
Right. Wisely, right?
Okay, Brett Wisely.
Okay. Who else would have been third base or third base adjacent? I said Wilmer already.
You did.
And I don't think Adamas has played third, no. I'm out of guesses, Mark. Who am I missing?
No, I don't think you're missing anyone.
Oh,
I was just gonna let you sit there and squirm. But I think that's it. I'm just doing that from memory.
You're missing one.
Oh, we are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me ask you.
He's played 9 games for the Giants this year, played a handful of positions.
He's played 9 games. Hold on. I can get this.
Oh, wait. My God.
What?
I just looked at the baseball reference, and you could have given me, you could have played this on a loop for the next 2 hours and 28 minutes, and I wouldn't have come up with
one
this player.
One game at third base this year.
Wait, what did you say? He's played 9 positions for the Giants?
No, 9 games total.
9 games. That's what messed me up.
Yeah. 1 game.
9 games for the Giants this year.
Been a Giant for a while, off and on.
I'm a Giant now.
And off and on?
Not a Giant. And then he's a Giant. And then not a Giant.
Currently not a Giant.
Oh, currently not a Giant. Good Lord, that's a fun game. Currently not a Giant, but at some point this year. Oh. David VR?
Look at you. Pulled it out.
Yes. Yes. David VR.
Yeah. He's only ever been a Giant in the bigs.
His last name is very unsettling to me because it's also the initials for virtual reality. David VR.
VR, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of initials, didn't they DFA him twice this year? DFA'd twice. They DFA'd him. He cleared. They sent him down. Then they brought him back up. And then they DFA'd him again. Feels kind of cruel.
A little bit.
It's like, dude, just let him go.
Well.
Crying out loud.
It's kind of like the Valkyries cutting a player who just flies back from Europe. And she lands and the phone buzzes and you're gone.
So.
It's pro sports, right? It's business.
Do you know where David VR ended up? He is now in a different organization.
The Mets? I know he was a Mets before, but...
Very, very good. Oh. That's exactly what happened to him.
That was a total stab.
Yeah. That was very, very good. And what do you mean he was a Mets before?
I thought he was a Met at some point during his...
drafted by the Giants.
Well, I thought during his time when he was let go and came back, I don't know.
No, yeah, he just went down to Sacramento.
Okay.
That's all. But you got it. You got it.
That's fine.
David. Okay, good. All right. Pavlovich is going to join us here in a little bit over 10 minutes. 888-957-9570 is the number. Bobby Marks is going to join us in a little bit over an hour, and we'll dive into a little bit more of what's going on the NBA front. By the way, it is now official that DeAndre Ayton is a Laker. And I don't know if that bothers people, but my response to that is thank goodness. Thank goodness that DeAndre Ayton was not, and I had no fear, by the way, that would woo the Warriors. You want to talk, I mean, if you're literally going to tell me that Jonathan Kuminga doesn't fit, you're not allowed to go get DeAndre Ayton. You want to talk about somebody who doesn't fit. That would have been a disastrous idea for the Warriors, whether they need tall people or not.
I agree with you, and I mean, if you're looking for a big and you don't love Al Horford, and I don't love Al at this late stage of his career, but he at least does the center things that you would need. DeAndre Ayton he's a throwback, and I said this during the crossover. If it was 1996 and DeAndre Ayton was the player that he is then, he might be on a Hall of Fame track, because back then you didn't rely on shooting certainly from your big man like you do now. And he's a double-double machine, and I sent this into Guru during their show just so he could use it to weaponize it against Steiny in their debate. But he's one of, I think, 18 players ever to average a double-double his first 7 years. And Of those 18 players, I think that 14 of them are bigs, and I do believe that Dwight Howard is on that list, and a lot of the guys who are on that list are throwback players, back to when, you know, if you could get 12 and 12 as a big man and not shoot and not make a free throw and not dribble and not pass, you were a legitimate, like, force to be reckoned with.
No doubt. And listen, I'm not even here to say that DeAndre Ayton is not a talented basketball player. He's a talented basketball player. You're right. He's averaged a double-double. He can do some things in certain offenses. I don't want to just say he's a knucklehead because I've heard other people say that. I like to make up my own mind. I don't really know DeAndre Ayton. I just know that that has been his reputation, and we've watched two teams essentially give him away for next to nothing, which I think is a clue. But here's my take on DeAndre Ayton, because I'm even getting tweets right now from people who are like, why'd the Warriors miss out on this one? What the hell? I have no idea what the financial structure is either, so might have been preventative. But if you asked me to name one NBA player in the entire league to not fit with DeAndre Ayton, that man's name is Draymond Green. Period. On every level, that would have been a disaster of an idea. First of all, that's why you can't get a center like that. A center who's down there, who is, first of all, not very attuned on defense. He is offensively minded. He is ball minded, but he can't shoot from the outside. And his reputation as someone who, let's just say, doesn't really have his head fully screwed on straight, both on the court and off. When you then bring in a personality like Draymond Green, who's been doing it for a decade and a half and is the quarterback of the defense and all that, plus is not a floor spacer, I cannot think of anyone on planet Earth I would less like to pair with DeAndre Ayton than Draymond Green.
That's a fair way to put it, and I think about even beyond that, like, Steph Curry, and I said this during the crossover, you imagine a team of, you know, if Steph's off the court and you've got Draymond and Butler and DeAndre Ayton all out there, where's the shooting? Because
right.
Draymond's not a shooter, Jimmy Butler not great from three, and DeAndre Ayton is certainly not a three-point shooter, and this team is built on spacing and player movement and all the rest of it, and this is something to ask Bobby Marks about, and I'm looking at the Shams Charania tweet where he'll make $34 million this upcoming year, DeAndre Ayton will, and he's going to sign a two-year deal with a player option. So Portland owed him $35 million. So the Lakers are able to take that money and offset it and spread it out over multiple years. How does it work when you get bought out? And it's a Damian Lillard question as well. Like,
right.
You know, when Dame gets bought out by Portland, and he got waived. It wasn't really a buyout.
He didn't get bought out.
Whatever you want to use terminology-wise, how does that work for the new team who acquires him as far as an offset goes?
I am not an expert, but to me, if you get bought out, that's the end of that. You got bought out. Now, there may be limits on what you're allowed to make, but whoever that team is that's bringing you in, I think it's kind of a brand spanking new thing. They probably use it as a little bit of a weapon against you. In other words, like, we're not going to just give you what you're worth and you get to double dip. We're not going to do that. But the Dame Lillard thing is different because he's been waived, but he will still be making a salary over the next 5 years from
but
the
2 years
Bucks.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, but they're stretching it out over five.
Yeah, but he's only responsible, I think, from an offset standpoint for the two, because he was only under contract for two.
That is correct.
So,
that is correct.
You know, as far as like what teams have to do and blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the list, and Ayton is actually one of 19 players to average a double-double.
Okay.
And the first one since Dwight Howard. And that goes back to 2005 when he was 7 years in. So in the last 20 years, Ayton's the only guy to average a double-double his first 7 years. And there's a reason. You know,
nobody plays like that anymore.
Exactly, except for DeAndre Ayton.
Right, exactly right. Speaking of Dame Lillard, I don't know if you saw this, but Mark Spears, who is a big voice in the NBA.
Love him.
Was on ESPN earlier today and was asked to give a top five destination list for Dame Lillard. And again, not like Mark's opinion, top five places that could fit and might be of interest to Dame and might also be interested in Dame. And on that list, before he even got to the list, he said, I'll give you five, but I'm going to give you a wild card first. And the wild card is back to Portland, which you brought up yesterday.
Yep.
And he brought up all the same reasons you did about his family is there, got young kids. That's where he's going to be doing his rehab work. That's home. So is that a possibility? Yes. But then he launched in to the other five, and they're more of the playoff contenders that you would expect. And on the list at number two was the Golden State Warriors.
Mm.
They're number two on the list.
Love it. Yeah.
Not just on the list, but number two.
Number two.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just wonder about Lillard and his rehab and his timeline. And, you know, if I was in his spot, I would just take the whole year and sit it out. And then at that point, come back and decide exactly what team at that juncture is really ready to roll and, you know, might be able to give me a two or a three, maybe even a longer term deal to wrap up my career.
I also think it's not out of the realm of possibility here in the next 2 hours and 19 minutes that Al Horford news drops.
Okay.
Just my perception, we can ask Bobby this in an hour if it hasn't broken by then. I do think the DeAndre Ayton thing might have kind of been like a shoe that needed to drop before Al Horford figures it out because, you know, Windhorst says that Horford is looking largely at the Warriors and the Lakers. Now, there's a bunch of reports out there immediately that are like, even after signing Ayton, Horford is not off the board for the Lakers. So apparently they're still in, supposedly, reportedly. We know reportedly that the Warriors are in. So more on that coming up later on. Again, Bobby Marks in an hour. But coming up next, Alex Pavlovich live from Arizona so that we can moan and groan and everything a little bit more about the Giant situation. But questions to ask for sure with Hayden Birdsong, another roster move. Is the pinch being felt in the clubhouse? Rafi Devers, all of that with Alex Pavlovich. Coming up next, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for Goodwill.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Lillard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question. That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
Coming up next hour, we will have yet another redo of our side job as game show hosts.
Okay.
Warriors host the California Classic again this weekend. The Lakers, Heat, and Spurs all visiting the Warriors to kick off the summer. And we've got a four-pack of tickets to give away for both day one and day two. That would be July 5th and July 6th this weekend. All you need to know right now, just be listening between 4:30 and 5 for your chance to win. Remember, if you don't win, go to ChaseCenter.com for your tickets. You should be listening between 4:30 and 5 anyway, because Bobby Marks is going to be on. It's going to be very informative, the same way you're listening right now. And Alex Pavlovich of NBC Sports Bay Area is going to be on the River Islands guest line. Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
What's going on? I love Bobby Marks. I'm going to have to tune in.
You better, except for I think it lines up right when Bob Melvin's talking. Who's more who's more secure in their job right now, Bobby Marks or Bobby Melvin?
I think Bobby Marks is the only one who understands the cap, so he's more secure than everybody, right?
That's a good answer. It's a good answer. Hey, before we get into all of the absolute migraine headache stuff going on with the Giants, how about the franchise? Your book's coming out on July 8th.
It is. I'm within a week. July 8th, the franchise, a history of the San Francisco Giants. I put a lot of time into it. So I hope people enjoy it, and it was a lot of fun to do. I always wanted to write at least one. Now, after I did it, I was like, "Yeah, I think one book is enough." Probably.
Okay, so there's not going to be book number two for Pavlovich?
There might. No, it was a lot of fun. I didn't realize how much work it is. I mean, I did kind of, but when you're tackling like going back to like 1958, it's like, oh, okay, this is a lot of research. But yeah. No, it was worth it.
So when you write a book, because I've always thought about it, and then I think about it for like 9 seconds and think, I'm not cut out for that. Like, what do you do? Do you make an outline and then you go one by one? Or how do you go about going from idea to July 8th when the book is coming out?
Yeah, it was funny. Triumph, the publisher, kind of was like, you have a blank slate. Like, do what you want on the Giants. Oh. And so I came up with a long list of people and seasons and things that I felt like I needed to hit. I think it was like probably about 50, and ended up cutting that a little bit and combining some things. But, you know, it goes back to the Hall of Famers, goes back to Will Clark in 1993. And then obviously the championship years, all the aces and even through 2021 and 107 wins and some free agency stuff, which was fun to dig into. So I made a long list and spent a lot of time talking to people and, talked to Bryce Harper, Clayton Kershaw, Juan Marichal. Like it was a lot of fun to sit down with people. But yeah, it is when you sit there the first time and you like open up that file, it's like, oh, okay, 100,000 words to go.
Right. So,
well, let's go.
See, I was thinking now you could just open up your laptop and be like, hey, ChatGPT, write a Giants book.
Oh, man.
And then it's over. There you go. Yeah. You got a book.
Maybe that'll be book number two.
Take
over.
Yeah, no joke. All right, Alex Pavlovich. Again, the book is The Franchise. Comes out July 8th. I assume Amazon and all the normal places, Alex. Is that where it's going to be?
Yeah, it's on. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon and then through Triumph. And it'll be in local bookstores. And I'll have a couple signings coming up in July, too.
Look at you.
Hope to meet some people.
Yeah. Let us know about that. I like to crash those kinds of parties. So, Anyway,
invite you.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Now, what do we do with this team? Because everybody's mad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, what do we do, Alex?
Well, it would help if they'd score more than two runs. So that would be a start. I think, look, it's this. I have been saying this for a few weeks on air, on our podcast, and Buster said it yesterday. Logan Webb reiterated it. Like, this comes down to the players. I mean, they're relatively healthy when you look around the division. They're playing a Diamondbacks team that's without Corbin Carroll, without their catcher, without their first baseman. Corbin Burns had Tommy John. Their whole bullpen's hurt. So, like, there's no excuse here to say, like, oh, Matt Chapman's out of the lineup and there's been, you know, you've lost a couple third basemen, three third basemen now. It really comes down to the players. And we've seen Devers struggle since he came over. Jung-Hoo Lee, it's been about 6 weeks for him since he's really hit. Willie Adames has been better of late, but the whole year has not been what he expected. And, you know, last night we see Birdsong just kind of lost it for 10 minutes there. And I think that was the most interesting part about yesterday to me was Buster very forcefully saying, like, I'm pretty close to my playing career, and this is the way I feel about it, is this has to come from the clubhouse. And I think he believes in this talent of this group, but at some point you have to put it together.
And putting it together is easier said than done. So, like, what is the next step from Bob Melvin? Or, you know, we talk a lot about the hitting coach when a team's not hitting well, Pat Burrell.
Yeah.
What are the things that can be fixed in the near term to get them ready for tough opponents down the road?
I think one thing they're trying to do a little bit right now is just back off a little bit and maybe, you know, spend less time in the cage. It's a tendency to overdo it in times like this and try to hit your way out of it. But they did, you know, have a lighter BP yesterday. I think the plan is to do that tomorrow as well. And look, this is it's a tough stretch in a lot of ways, and you're not helped by being in Arizona where it's 110 degrees and then going to Sac for 3 days where you have to play night games because it's going to be so hot there. So I think they're trying to get guys to just maybe back off a little bit and go out there. And it's like, it's going back to your roots a little bit, just see ball, hit ball, go out there, play defense, go out there and attack when you're pitching. But it is easier said than done. And it's hard to tell guys too, if you go 0-for-4, it's hard to tell someone like, hey, don't spend an hour in the cage tomorrow. Like, go and relax, go and try to go up and just see the ball.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, with us on Willard and Dibs. Alex, I got a couple of Rafi Devers questions. Let me start with this one. Did something change in the clubhouse as far as the mixture when he arrived?
Like in a negative way?
Just anyway, like the ingredients of everything. Because I know it's been a really good, positive clubhouse.
Yeah.
But did something just, right? Are the ingredients different and they're sort of searching for that vibe again or no?
No, it's interesting, actually. You could see it in the dugout last night early on, and Bob said this after the game. He said the energy after the first couple runs was as good as it's been all year. I think the clubhouse, I mean, I tell people this all the time. I'm in there every single day. I'm keeping a close eye. I'm looking always for things that stand out. It's been a really good clubhouse the entire year. It's a group that genuinely gets along. I think, you know, Devers is close with Adames. He knows some other guys. And he's not going to be a rah-rah guy. I mean, he's not going to be a team leader. He has said that himself, but they don't need him to be. So I don't know that anything's changed there.
And then also on Rafi, like, what is the hesitation to put him over at third base in this current situation? And how close is he to playing first base?
Well, you could see it on the double last night as he was going into second base. I mean, all they've told us is there's a little bit of a groin thing and a little bit of a back thing, and they haven't really expanded on that. And obviously, I mean, he hit a ball 110 last night, so, like, physically he's not too compromised, but you can see him when he's running. It doesn't look right, and sometimes we'll watch him after he gets thrown out last night, and you watch him go back to the dugout. He just doesn't look comfortable. So I think physically they don't feel great about him even playing first base right now. I mean, I was shocked that the Diamondbacks last night didn't try to bunt on Wilmer four times.
Yep.
I think if they find out that Rafi Devers has a groin issue and he's playing third, I think Alec Thomas is going to put three bunts down. So that's physically, I think there's some limitations right now.
And the other walking wounded, you know, Casey Schmidt and Matt Chapman, what are you hearing about their ability to come back and what the timeline might be? Because right now we're playing a game here on our show, Alex, of guess who's playing third? And spoiler alert, I'm wrong every day.
Well, it's Brett Wisely tonight. So, Chapman's doing really well. He took BP yesterday. It went well. I watched him take grounders. It looked like Matt Chapman. He is kind of in their ear every single day. Like, I'm ready, I'm ready, I'm ready. I keep taking, I don't know if it's the over or the under, whatever. I keep taking the side of he is going to be back before people expect. And they originally said that Dodgers series. Now they're kind of like, oh, he might be back for the Phillies next, you know, at some point, Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. I wouldn't be shocked, especially if it keeps going like this the next couple of days, if they get to Sacramento and he goes, no, I'm ready. I'm physically ready, and I'm our best third base. I'm our best option. So I wouldn't be shocked that Bob Melvin and Dave Gresher and all those guys are basically trying to hold him back right now, because they're like, look, there's half a season to go, and this was you had a pretty good scare, and we're pretty close to a pretty big injury. So they're trying to be careful here, but Matt's itching to get out there.
Alex, what's wrong with Hayden Birdsong?
It is really bizarre. And, last night, I mean, one of my favorite quotes of the season, he said it's almost like there's a force field that goes up at some point, and he doesn't really know what's going on. He just all of a sudden loses the strike zone, and he can't, you know, it's happened to him a few times now. And the stuff was good last night. The first three innings, he was really sharp. First time through, struck out five guys. I think it's one thing we have to remember. He's 23 years old. He made 38 starts in the minor leagues, which is like a season and a half for a prospect. He started this season in the bullpen. So he's had a very strange, like, 3 years in terms of development. And he has a very bright future. And right now, I think he's trying to learn at the big league level. And if they were not losing every night, that'd be a little bit easier to hide. But it's tough when you're in that position and you have a night like last night and you have a game like he did last week. It really stands out. So for me, the main thing is it's just a really young guy who's trying to learn how to be a big league starter against big league teams.
Do we read anything into calling up Mason Black, who is a starter? Like, he's been starting in Sacramento. Like, is there a possibility he's taking Hayden's outing the next time out?
I don't think so. I mean, there was a little bit of last night of we'll talk about it, and we'll ask Bob today. You know, usually those things, they look in the next day and they go, man, he's still probably our best option. If there's a next man up, it's Carson Wisenhunt. So if they decide to make a move, I think the move would be to turn to their top pitching prospect, who's Wisenhunt. Black for me is like, hey, Carson Seymour had to throw three innings last night, and someone, you know, might have to soak it up today or tomorrow or this weekend. So I think that's a little bit of bullpen depth. But it is certainly a conversation they'll have today and tomorrow about, you know, if Hayden needs a breather or what's the best path through this.
Yeah, and Wisenhunt not on the 40-man, so that would require some sort of a move at that level. But when you look at the long-term of the rotation, and I'm thinking about Roop in particular and Birdsong, guys who are going to be tiptoeing up toward their innings limit, do you see a longer-term problem with these young guys eating up this many innings?
I do. I'll tease tomorrow's Giants Talk podcast. You guys' friend Bonte is co-hosting with me, and we talked a couple hours ago, and I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, I remember a couple weeks ago you told me you were worried about the rotation. And he's like, we need to talk more about that. So I think, I'm with you there. I think Roop will ultimately be okay. He's a big, strong kid, and he's kind of built like a Matt Cain, like a Logan Webb. He has had some high innings counts earlier in his career, not necessarily last year. So I think they have a way to get him through that. But in Birdsong, I think they have a way to get him through that as well. But certainly you kind of look around and you go like, well, Jordan Hicks wasn't good, but he also was in the rotation to start the year. He's gone. Kyle Harrison was your next line of defense. He's gone. We saw Seymour. I mean, he's someone they're excited about, but also you saw last night, like, there's some things for him to work on. You saw with Hayden, there's some things. So the rotation depth is not what they had a few weeks ago, and it's not what they had coming out of camp. And I think that is probably, I know that's at all times what keeps team executives up at night, but that is probably something that worries them a little bit about the second half is just, you know, can you get through it? Because a lot's been put on this rotation, a lot's been put on this bullpen, and do they have enough arms to get through this if they're going to be playing one-run games every night?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.